on the reflexes.
So he sees an old lady cutting up a duck, rolls down the window to ask her directions. But she just looks at him and then walks away, closes the shutters.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
Welcome to It's All in the Reflexes, a podcast all about the greatest movie ever made, John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China. I'm Luke. That's all you really need to know about me. But I'm a super fan of this movie, and that's why I started a fan page on Instagram at Bigger Trouble in Little China. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at Bigger Trouble in Little China.
Well, this episode is from a previous episode called Sharpen Their Knives. I've re-edited and cleaned up the sound a bit. It's I talk about when Jack and Wang are in the Pork Chop Express and they're chasing after the Lords of Death, and they go down the alley and they see the old lady cutting up a duck. So enjoy. I'm up to 12 minutes and 55 seconds. Jack Burton and Wang Chi are back in the Pork Chop Express chasing after the Lords of Death, who've kidnapped Mel Ying from the airport. The Puma truck cuts them up. They've got this clubhouse where they all hang out, sharpen their knives. Egg Chan's tour bus almost crashes into the Pork Chop Express. Down that alley, turn right now. Old lady cutting up a duck. A funeral parade. The Fighting Tongs. Chang sings. Maybe we should try another alley. Jack looks in his mirror and sees a figure walking towards him. And that's where I'm going to stop it. At 15 minutes, 55 seconds. The 3 minutes of Big Trouble in Little China that I'm going to talk about on this episode. From 12 minutes, 55 seconds to 15 minutes, 55 seconds. Jack Burton and Wang Chi are back in the Pork Chop Express. Driving back into San Francisco, they are chasing after the Lords of Death in their red sports car. They have just kidnapped Mel Ying from the airport. Now, from this point of the movie, Jack Burton doesn't know what the hell is going on in the story. He's been doing quite well up to this point, but this is where he is taken into the underworld of Chinatown. And later on in the movie, Margot describes the situation as sort of like Alice in Wonderland. And it's that kind of thing. It's kind of Jack is taken down into the underdepths of Chinatown, and he just asks so many questions. He hasn't been part of this world at all. He's just been on the surface of Chinatown. And this is where also where the movie really starts getting going here, and doesn't slow down after this point, which makes the movie really good, I think. It's just relentless from this point on. You've got the good guys chasing the bad guys. We find out here that Gracie Law is a lawyer from Wang Chi, and then the bit I always remember is the Puma truck cutting up the Pork Chop Express. What great product placement that is. There's a few product placements. I think Coca-Cola had quite a lot, because you kind of see that sign around in the background. So we find out that the Lords of Death have a clubhouse where they all hang out, sharpen their knives, and Wang Chi needs Jack Burton's help. Jack doesn't even have to think about helping. He is going to help. He's going to find them, and he's going to hunt these people down. Then we cut to Chinatown, and we get a close-up of the Chinatown's Gateway Arch, a place where I have to go one day. You get a lot of people taking photos of this and putting it online. And we see Egg Chan. This is where we would have seen him, we was meant to see him for the first time, if they hadn't put in that extra scene at the beginning. So we see Mr. Egg Chan on his tour bus, Egg Foo Young Tours, driving through Chinatown. They drive through the Gateway Arch, and he's given a history of Chinatown. Long time ago, the Chinese with gold rush fever flooded into California. We call Gumshao the Mountain of Gold. So Gold Mountain, or Gumshao, is a commonly used nickname for San Francisco, California, used broadly by Chinese to refer to the western regions of North America, including British Columbia, Canada, after gold was found in the Sierra Nevada in the 1848. Thousands of Chinese traveled to the west in search of gold and riches during the California Gold Rush. The Gold Mountain was initially applied to California. Ships full of immigrants docked at San Francisco. They were initially bound for the gold fields, but a lot of them remained, and that's how the Chinatown settlement grew in San Francisco. And then we find out sort of working for years to complete the Transcontinental Railway, saving their pennies, and so they could send for their families and enjoy the Chinatown as you see outside your windows on this fine warm day. The vehicle Egg Chan is driving is a 1936 white touring car. That car is now in Yellowstone National Park, for which it was originally built, named Hollywood, and gives tours out of Old Faithful. I really would like to go there one day and take a tour. So if you go there, look out for the bus that is called Hollywood. It is painted white now, not yellow, but it would be still worth having a tour in that. The Chinese characters on the front of Egg Chan's bus translates to Uncle Egg's tours guaranteed a good time. The Pork Chop Express, the truck that Jack Byrne drives, is a Freightliner FLC 120. I don't know what that means, but if you're interested in that kind of thing, that's what it's called. Now, the Pork Chop Express and Egg Chan's tour bus come together, almost drives into each other. Now, if you watch this scene, there is a woman walking down on the path, on the road, walking down, and the tour bus almost hits her. Now, I get a lot of people sort of ask, is that Margot, Kate Burton? I have paused that scene and looked very closely, and I don't think it's her, but I'm not 100% sure. I would like to know what you think. Please contact me at my Instagram page at Bigger Trouble Little China if you think that is Margot. It really does look like Kate Burton, but I just think it's a coincidence. So Wang Chi is looking for the alley of the Lords of Death. He tells Jack to turn right. Jack Byrne can't see which alley he's talking about, so Wang Chi just shouts, "Turn right now." And the Pork Chop Express does a quick turn, comes to a stop in the road, turns right down an alley. I paused it here and had a close-up look of the Pork Chop Express. On the door, it has the words Jack in big letters. Then it's Burton Trucking. Then at the back of the Pork Chop Express is like a picture of a pig, but it's like it's flying with like a speech bubble coming out of the back, and or a puff of smoke, and it says the Pork Chop Express. I really enjoy watching this movie on my computer, and I can pause it where I'd like and have a close-up of these scenes. I've seen this movie so many times, but I'm watching it on TV, and nowadays it's very difficult not to watch a movie while you're sort of on your phone or something, so it's really been quite nice to have a really close-up look at this film. And the sets are amazing. You see the Pork Chop Express drive down the alley, and now you're on a set, a built set, on 20th Century Fox. A lot of these, I think it's stage 6. There is a plaque outside of the 20th Century Fox with Big Trouble Little China's name on it, and all the other kind of movies and TV shows that they had worked on and filmed on that Pacific stage. It's an amazing set they had built for this scene. Jack doesn't know where he is. Where the hell are we? So he sees an old lady cutting up a duck, rolls down the window to ask her directions. But she just looks at him and then walks away, closes the shutters, and I think she knows there's going to be trouble now. I always think it's funny to think of her or the mother or the grandmother of one of the Wing Kong that are on their way, you know, to have a fight. We then cut and we see David Lopan for the first time, but he's in disguise as what he looks like as a homeless or a street person. And he's holding up, it's just like he's going through rubbish and he's holding up an old leather shoe. And he just watches as the Pork Chop Express drives past. I'm never quite sure what this is or what this has to do with the story. Or I think he's like keeping an eye. He goes undercover on the streets of Chinatown to look out what's going on. So David Lopan can change from his the old man in the wheelchair to sort of a ghost figure with no flesh, where he's the what we think of as David Lopan in the but he can't touch anything, so he can just glide through things. But then he can also transform himself into a homeless person. But I'm not picking holes. I just wish we had a bit more information about this. So the Pork Chop Express moves along and moves slowly away, trying to work its way through these very tight alleys. Kurt Russell did say on the commentary that he had found it very hard to get around the very tight angles and had to almost put it on rails, I think, at one point, they said. And then it comes to a stop again, and we see a parade of people come towards him with a big poster. These are the Fighting Tongs, Chang Sings. This is the funeral for Lem Lee. I will talk about this more in the next episode, but it's Lem Lee was sort of a godfather figure to Chinatown. And David Lopan has had him assassinated so David Lopan gets more control. And so this is the funeral. But we find that information later. So then Jack watching this sort of, and then looks into his mirror, and we see through the smoke and the fog that it is, a figure walking towards them, and that's where I'm going to stop it. And that's 15 minutes and 55 seconds. So that was 12 minutes and 55 seconds to 15 minutes and 55 seconds.
It's on the reflexes.
Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio @biggertroubleinlittlechina. There's a lot of stuff on there for free. You don't have to pay. Just join Patreon for free if you don't use Instagram. And that's not just for this podcast. It's for all the podcasts produced by Bigger Trouble Podcasts. There are so many and more to come. But if you do want to join, you can for just £1 plus VAT a month. And that gives you so much behind-the-scenes stuff, extra episodes, early access, photos, videos, and so much more. Please check it out, patreon.com/biggertrouble. If you want to contact me, DM me on Instagram or email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Please follow, rate, subscribe, and leave 5 stars on whatever platform you listen on.
It's on the reflexes.